Sport with Ross Ellis.
CBC Radio Cornwall.
Next week, it's the football season. Yes, it's underway. And the FA Cup extra preliminary round is the first thing on the agenda for some of the Premier teams. Bodmin Town playing Cheddar in that. Buckland Athletic meet Plymouth Parkway. St Austell will play Street in there as well. Jason Chapman, a manager's on the line with me now. Hello there, Jason.
Hi, how are you doing? You okay?
I'm very well, and yourself?
Yeah, good, thank you.
It's the 6th of August next weekend. The football season's starting. Did it ever really end, Jason?
Not really for me this year. So I kind of finished playing and got roped into the manager's job. It's just carried on to me from there. So it's been all positive, though. It's been good.
Now, you begin your season in the FA Cup extra preliminary round, Street at home, and I suppose the benefit there for any Cornish side, Jason, is yeah. a home tie in those competitions.
Oh, certainly. You know, the home draw, you know, in the first round is massive for us, especially with it being so early this year. We don't even get a chance to get a league game in before.
And pre-season in general, how's that gone from a St Austell point of view? Is it... It's a bit about fitness, it's a bit about game time, but also you don't want to really kind of risk too many players or, you know, go all out too early, I guess.
Yeah, certainly. You know, it's about getting players back into it, back into their stride, back into their sharpness and fitness, and especially introducing what for me is the most crucial part of pre-season is introducing new faces to the squad. You know, we've got four or five new faces in this year. It's kind of getting them to gel, to bond with the team, to know the style of the play, and just, you know, to get everyone working together. Yeah, we got some exciting signings. We've obviously got Tom Chambers, who's come in from Bournemouth Town, one of the best centre-backs about. You know, his honours list is, you know, as long as anyone's in the league. We've got an exciting young defender come in from Weybridge, who's county youth for the last couple of years, George Roberts, who's an exciting prospect. We've got Jordan Dingle, who's come back to the club from Bournemouth as well. He left us last year to go to Bournemouth, but has come back. And we've got Mark Goldsworthy, who, you know, his record speaks for himself. Striker, scored numerous goals in his time at Helston. Also, Dan Hart has returned to the club from a spell at Plymouth Parkway. So we've got five new faces and of good standard play as well, you know, some great players.
We can actually speak now to the Bobbin manager, Darren Gilbert, who joins us on the programme to help us preview the start of the season. Hello there, Darren.
Hi, Ross. You doing all right?
How's the team looking this season? Talk us about some of the new signings you brought into Bodmin.
Settled in really well, really, Ross. Jake Ass, top centre-half, you know. I just heard Jason say about Tom Chambers, you know. He's a class centre-half, and this guy we've had to bring in to match what we've lost, do you know what I mean? And he's up there with Tom Chambers. You know, he's played at that standard of Truro for a long time, and he's come in and settled in really well. So, yeah, and then we brought in the boy from Ivybridge, Phil Bromhead. Decent left foot, great defender, quick, strong in the air, really, you know, really good player. And then we brought in Nick Milton from Bitterford, centre midfielder, strong, physical, passes the ball well, a real, real tidy player, really good to have him. And then we brought in Stevie Boker, left footer, tidy on the ball, great passing range, loves a tackle like his brother, and, you know, really good. And then you've got, obviously, Lido up top, scored a great goal last night, caused Taunton all sorts of problems up top, holding the ball up. And then, obviously, you've got Dan Sullivan, and what a player this boy is. Left foot, right foot, gets around the park, his passing is excellent, just everything about his game is good, and if we can keep holding them, be brilliant.
I guess the obvious point is that you'll want to go and defend that title. I mean, there's no point else. I know what you're like, how competitive you are, Darren, down there at Bodmin. You'll want to defend your title.
Obviously, mate. Yeah, I wouldn't. You wouldn't get anybody else like me, like just to turn up on a Saturday and not want to win, mate. It means everything. Of course it does. And we want to go and regain the trophy. But it's going to be a tough league. Tavistock, St Austell, Parkway, Argo, Tivy Ball come into it, do you know what I mean? There's some tough sides out there, and if you win it this year, you're going to deserve it, because, like I say, everybody's strengthened, so it's going to be a tough, tough league to win.
Saltash United begin their season at home to Witheridge, and Dane Bunny is the manager of Saltash. He joins us now on the programme. Hello there.
Hi, Ross, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Excited about the new season?
Very excited. We've got some good new additions to the squad. We're performing well. We performed well last week and we've done well today. And it looks like we're peaking just at the right time to head into the new season.
How did you get on this afternoon?
Today we beat Buckland 6-2.
Good pre-season test. And is pre-season, we've been speaking to most managers, it's a little bit about fitness, but also, you know, when you're bringing in new players as well, it's about kind of finding how your team gels as a unit.
Yeah, absolutely. And we said to our players today, you know, when people say at this stage of the pre-season that results don't matter, it's probably because they've just lost. It's good to get into a winning habit, and it's good to do to get into the good habits ahead of the season. And yeah, you're right. It is about getting the players to gel together, the new players, get them settled, and get everybody working together before we're playing for points.
The West Division. Last year, finishing seventh in that division, were Liscard Athletic. Let's speak to their manager now, Richard Woods, who joins us. Hello there, Richard.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it. Coming around very quick. The club's done an awful lot of work through the summer. We had to get the pitching ground to meet with regulations so we could enter the FA bars. Which I think was about 12 years ago the last time we entered it. We've done that. We've drawn a side from Bristol, who we play on Saturday the 10th of September, and I believe they're at least two or three leagues higher than us, so it's going to be a great test for our young side playing against that sort of experience. So really looking forward to the season. Pre-season's gone well. And yeah, just can't wait to get going, to be honest.
Yeah. Do you learn much from pre-season? Because I know friendlies perhaps not always played at the greatest pace, but is that a chance for you to kind of work out maybe who might start in your thoughts, but or is it just too early at this stage?
It's too early for me. We've tried a lot of youngsters. We've signed, I think it's about five players. Hodgie, who's running the team with me, has worked really hard to sign these boys. We've got a couple of young 16-year-olds in, so we get to look at them to see what they can do. But no, the real tests come when the season actually kicks off. Friendlies are just about getting some game time back in and getting used to playing again, to be honest.
Let's speak to the manager of Sticker now, Andy Avery, who joins us on BBC Radio Cornwall. Sticker third in the West Division last year. Hello there, Andy.
Hi, Ross.
How's it going?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Any changes this year at Sticker, ins and outs for us?
We've managed to sign the lad Sam Marchant across from St Dennis, young central midfielder who we're hoping is going to bring a good bit of energy to our team. We've lost one lad, Lewis Prince, who's transferred across to Weybridge. And there's a few possibilities of some of the youngsters coming up from the sort of second team maybe and taking their step up to the Western League this year. But generally, we've managed to retain the good basis of the squad from last season. It's been positive. Yes, it has. I can't give too much away on the radio. We're trying to change a few things around with the way that we play football and maybe try things a little bit different this season. And
you're not going six up front again, Andy.
Well, we're trying it. Why not? If you can score more than you concede, then you've got good chances. So, we're just trying to tinker around with a few little bits. You know, I've managed to sort of be managing and playing in this league for a few seasons, and you kind of get used to some styles that people can play. And obviously, like we sort of said, try and go and one better than last season, then maybe we have to be a little bit more switched on than I have been in previous years. And if that means different formations and different players in different positions, then let's try it now at pre-season and try and get it sorted before the season starts in 2 weeks' time.